This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Every month, we take a little time to learn about and listen to some new music from Detroit area artists. This time, though, something a little different. We're going to look at one band that's been nominated once again for entry into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then we'll hear about some other bands our guests really want to see in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Our guides, as always, are Paul Young, the founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khalid Bhatti. Well, let's start with the nomination. Who is it?
The nomination is MC5, and this will be their third time being nominated. They were nominated last year, which obviously was not successful, and again in 2003. So we're hoping third time's the charm.
Now, MC5 got a lot of attention this year because of the 50th anniversary of the 1967 Detroit uprising. They certainly were not quiet about politics in their music. Fans might have loved it, but how was that received by the powers that be, the record labels, the hitmakers, the radio DJs?
Yeah, they ran into a lot of trouble, and it kind of contributed to some of their lack of success, you know, outside of the Detroit area. But certainly politically charged. They were managed by John Sinclair. He founded the White Panther Party and was really active with the Fifth Estate, which is a anarchist publication based in Detroit. But they, as certainly as revolution as they were with their politics, they were equally as important from a music perspective.
We're going to listen to a little bit of MC5's music. What can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, I think we're going to be listening to Kick Out the Jams, which is the title track of an album recorded in 1968. It was recorded live at Detroit's Grandy Ballroom over Devil's Night and Halloween.
Okay, so MC5, again, third time for nomination into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You guys, though, have some suggestions of Detroit artists you'd like to see nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who is it?
Well, the first artist that we picked is someone who veers a little bit off of the narrow definition of rock and roll, but I think the organization has started to, you know, honor some artists that are part of the broader scope of popular music. And the first artist that we chose was Madonna.
Oh, pop star, yeah.
Yeah, actually the queen of pop.
Not the first one to enter in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not by any long shot, but if you think of pop, you immediately think of a few artists, Michael Jackson being one, but Madonna really crystallized this idea of an artist who borrows from different genres and then makes them palatable for the mainstream. And she's taken on different guises throughout her career. With each new album, she explores a new sound, takes on a new image. And she's done that to great success. And she's brought us many different hits. In fact, she's the biggest selling recording artist, female recording artist of all time, biggest selling touring artist of all time. So she's earned that title of queen.
And of course, that's the song Borderline from Madonna, her fifth single released back in 1984. As I understand the qualification to be nominated, you have to have your first single 25 years ago. She just barely makes that, right? As I recall, I was in college picking music for my college station, and that single for Like a Virgin came out. I think that's probably the first one, right?
Yeah, that was 1984. Her first single was the year I was born, actually. And in fact, I went to the same high school that Madonna went to.
Ah.
It's kind of funny.
You've got another one that probably doesn't qualify because hasn't been around for 25 years. What's your other suggestion?
So our next one here, and we're kind of going in order roughly by era, and that is the White Stripes, which is a very famous rock duo from Detroit, Jack White and Meg White. And they were active from about 1997 to, I guess, officially 2011.
Yeah, it surprises me when somebody says they've been around for 15, 20 years, because I'm thinking, really? Has it been that long? But yeah, I guess it has.
Yeah, their first album was their debut album was The White Stripes in 1999. And they certainly paid a lot of homage to Detroit specifically. They have songs like The Big Three Killed My Baby, Hotel Yorba, which is named after an actual hotel in Southwest Detroit, and just a lot of hits along the way. But they've certainly evolved their sound. They started with that really kind of punk garage sound, and they really, you know, grew into their own way of exploring, you know, the music. So they're a really interesting group. They really stood out when they came out for the first time, just being a twosome. So this song is called The Hardest Button to Button. It's from 2003 album Elephant, which actually won a Grammy in 2004 for Best Alternative Music Album, and also contains Seven Nation Army, the chorus everyone knows, which won the Grammy that year, of course, for Best Rock Song.
Now we're going to jump ahead to another era. I wasn't as familiar with this artist. Who do you have in mind?
We're going to be listening next to Danny Brown, who actually, on his debut album, The Hybrid, he had a song called White Stripes. So it's a nice callback to the last artist we listened to.
What song are we going to hear?
This is When It Rained from Danny Brown's 2016 album, Atrocity Exhibition.
So I wasn't so familiar with Danny Brown, so I listened to a couple of his songs. And, you know, I fully realize art is sometimes offensive. In the lyrics, we've got explicit sex, violence, misogyny. And he's not the first male artist to include those things in his songs, and I imagine he probably won't be the last either. But what do you think about his work as a body? Why should it be considered for induction into the Hall of Fame?
So that content, that's not okay. And certainly that's not an endorsement of the content. But he has grown in his work, and he doesn't necessarily rap about that to this day. He raps a lot about doing drugs or partying. And if you listen to his interviews or if you talk to him, he often talks about how people misinterpret that as some sort of ringing endorsement for taking drugs. And in fact, he's often mischaracterized as some sort of Lothario or Epicure that loves to, you know, he's a hedonist. But in fact, he's singing about how that exacerbates his depression and mental illness and how he hasn't found solace in those, you know, vices. Certainly he's not any, you know, saint, and we wouldn't call him that. But I think if you look at rap today, it's become a lot more diverse, a lot more varied in its sound. And someone like Danny Brown is, you could point to him as a harbinger of that movement. He certainly points to a lot of different inspirations that are outside of the world of hip hop. For example, nu metal, post-punk, electronic music. And he incorporates those into his music while still remaining technically really proficient at rapping. And he is still able to incorporate like a really po-faced, dead-eyed delivery into his music while incorporating his manic yelp at times, too. He's all over the place. He contains multitudes.
So back to MC5, what are the chances that they'll actually be inducted this year?
You know, I would hope that they would be pretty good. This is their third time being nominated. And, you know, some of their friends, the Stooges, Iggy Pop, who really was alongside them during their incredible run at the Grandy Ballroom and all around Detroit, you know, they made it in. So I would think that the punk world owes a lot to MC5. And I think there's a lot of people that would like to see this proto-punk group where they belong in the Hall of Fame.
That's Paul Young, the founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and we heard from Khalid Bhatti, the executive editor. You can check out their work at DetroitMusicMag.com. All right, well, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.